If you have been listening to West Virginia Public Broadcasting since August 2018, you may have heard the following.
WQAB Philippi.
WQAB Philippi.
WQAB Philippi.
WQAB Philippi.
The genesis of WQAB began during the fall of 1965 when Aldous and Broaddus initiated an AM carrier current facility that was radiated through the college's electrical system. Its low coverage of only the campus did not require a Federal Communications Commission license. However, the college chose WCAB as its call letters to imitate an actual broadcast facility. In 1974, Aldous and Broaddus petitioned the FCC for an FM license, and WQAB began broadcasting in 1975 with 10 watts of power, typical of many campus radio stations of that era. It was this facility that inspired West Virginia Public Broadcasting's assistant program director for radio, Bob Powell, to enroll as a student.
Well, I began as a freshman at Aldous and Broaddus in 1978, and that was one of the reasons I went there, was because they had a campus radio station and they had a TV studio. And so it was a really good introduction to basic broadcasting on the community level.
Any student, regardless of major, could experience broadcasting firsthand, as AB Associate Professor of History Bill Klaus reminisces of his time at WQAB.
And so I remember playing around with the radio station as a student. I actually did a show on 91.3 where I would just grab random records off the shelf and play them. I didn't even know what I was playing. We would do all sorts of crazy things, like live election results. Got a little remote transmitter to broadcast both baseball and basketball games.
In 1993, WQAB was granted a power increase to 7,200 watts, which greatly expanded the station's coverage area into neighboring counties. However, as Bill Klaus explains, student volunteers were diminishing during the internet age that followed.
Over the years, student interest in college radio has declined, you know, after the internet. And then, for example, basketball games went from being broadcast on the radio to being broadcast online.
By 2014, Aldous and Broaddus University began discussions with West Virginia Public Broadcasting about a license transfer. AB Assistant Provost Dr. Jim Alston spearheaded this initiative.
When I was hired during the summer of 2014, I was charged with upgrading WQAB with a new transmitter that AB had purchased. However, before I started my position, some consultants were brought into the station, and student workers reported back to me in July that there were other significant upgrades that were needed. When I arrived in mid-August, I had a chance to assess the situation and discuss the future of the radio station with my dean, our provost, and our president. I suggested that we channel funding to other needed areas of the institution and divest ourselves of WQAB by transferring the license to West Virginia Public Broadcasting on the condition that they purchase the new transmitter at cost. Being a member of the Friends Board at the time, I called then Public Broadcasting CEO Scott Finn, and he was highly interested, and the process began.
While the transfer was a lengthy process, the West Virginia Educational Broadcasting Authority became the licensee of WQAB on May 31, 2017, and the station returned to the airwaves in August 2018. While public radio listeners in Philippi had access through the transmitter sites in Buchanan and Morgantown, the signal was difficult to receive in parts of the town. Bill Klaus, who has been listening since 1991, is happy with the clear reception of West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
This is going to sound like a radio commercial, but my listening experience is vastly improved, and it's great. It's great. Just the quality of the sound I'm getting, the strength of the signal there in my house in North Philippi. It's fantastic.
Because the station is currently operating with limited power, the signal only covers a portion of Barber County. WVPB Director of Engineering Dave McClanahan says this will eventually change.
At the very head of the Canaan Valley, there's a tower at a place called Tucker, and it has a commanding view of this entire area between Elkins and Weston, and will probably be the best place for the tower to go. And right now we're doing the engineering and the tower analysis and all of that stuff to get ready.
Bob Powell indicates that the increased presence of public radio in north-central West Virginia will better serve the region.
One of our organizational goals for West Virginia is to strengthen the emergency services programs that we have throughout the state and being able to alert people in those times. And the fact that we'll now have a viable signal in the heart of Barber County will give the residents of Barber County hopefully some assurance that the news and information they get will help them when the weather turns bad and there's a possible threat of flooding. But just having the other amenities that public broadcasting provides to the residents, I think, will be meaningful.
WQAB operates at 91.3 FM. In Philippi, I'm Lauren McMillan.